Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Pulse's Question and Answer podcast series. Thank you for contributing your questions and your suggestions for show topics. This will only make this magnificent tool more relevant for you and for others. Well, you ready to do some work? Let's go! This is episode number 48. Hello, and welcome to another Daily Pulse podcast. Thank you so much for joining me as we answer more of your questions. And as always, thank you for contributing to the relevancy of this Daily Pulse community. Today's question is something that is honestly on my mind all the time and that I feel I have to constantly be on the lookout for. There's another part to the question that I'm also really excited to address, but that I admit is pretty controversial and very polarized. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go. Full send straight ahead, right? So the question is, how do I reorganize and rebalance my life? I feel like I am out of control and this COVID thing is really throwing me for a loop. I feel like I've lost friends over it all because of either wearing or not wearing a stupid mask. And don't even get me started on politics. First of all, I absolutely love the question. And what I like about it right away is your awareness that something is off in your life. And awareness is so key, especially regarding some of our own blind spots that often pollute our perspective and that contributes to a life that is lived by default, mostly regulated and controlled by the desires and whims of society and other people around us. Maybe that is what is happening to you. Maybe this is what you mean by feeling out of control and overwhelmed by the chaos of this world. And then these other situations, right? COVID, masks, and the polarization of politics and the demonization of people, right, have just pushed you over the edge. So, let me first address the reorganization, right, the balancing, because I think this is great, by the way. I really, really do. This is how things begin. This is how they reset. We begin to notice that something is not feeling right. The lights on our own personal dashboard are blinking, right? Our stress levels are higher. Our sleep deteriorates. Our anxiety levels increase. Our irritability increases. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves short-fused, exhausted, forgetful, and overwhelmed. So here we are. My friends, it's time to work the problem. And oh man, I'm excited because these times are just so critical in our lives. Times for us to stop, or at least slow down, and consider our lives, the direction of our lives, our dreams, our desires, our objectives, the things that matter. And that's where you're at. And you've reached this wonderful time where your brain and your body have literally said, dude, you've got to stop and put some deliberate thought and attention to those valuable things that have likely just been pushed to the side. So what can you do? Well, we begin today or tomorrow, or even better, you schedule a time, a where, when, and how, where you're going to take a moment and begin to go over your goals, the things that are important to you, and maybe it's time for you to rewrite them, to consider them again, and then write them down. I can almost guarantee that this process for you will be a positive one, that you will immediately begin to feel a sense of hope, of control, of motivation. And as you're working through these goals, you'll have to think about and through what matters to you, what's valuable to you, and then ensure that your physical, your spiritual, your emotional, your relationship, your funds, your hobbies, that your goals are in line with your ideals and your values. And you can do this, my friend. You can. And that is the first step to you regaining control and a sense of balance in your life. Then based on those goals, you're going to take this large machete knife, theoretical, of course, right? And cut out all the junk, all the fat that's cumbering up your life, and be rid of it. You'll adjust where your free time is spent, what you're watching, what you're wasting your time on, wasting your time on things that are of zero value, and you'll begin to slowly invest again in those things that you love, that ultimately contribute to your well-being and to the well-being of those that you love and to the community around you. Give it a go and let me know how it goes. Now, regarding COVID, masks, and the polarization and what I would consider to be the demonization of individuals respective to whatever their party is, whatever their behavior is or isn't. And I'm going to speak bluntly, but absolutely respectfully, because perhaps that's what's missing here, right? This concept of respectfully disagreeing with individuals who share different ideas, different beliefs, different values. And this isn't about being a fighter or standing up for what's right, because I'm up for that. But it's about intelligence. And in my mind, it's about common sense. It's about the critical and complicated interplay between our personal choices, our capacity to choose our direction, our values, our own personal rules, and the laws of the land, right? And the potential for the greater good for others. Now, I know that this is a complex discussion. And I know that we're not just talking about how people are going to do physically and medically. We're talking about people's finances, their dreams, their social, educational, their political and important goals and aspirations. My suggestion to you is this. One. Mind your business and take care of the things that you can control, manage, and influence. That's one. Now, number two, because it's an interplay, right? Number two, encourage an environment around you that exudes respect, seeking to understand and the ability to express opinions. If our language toward one another is full of ridicule, generalizations, fault finding, cancel cultures, accusations. If somebody doesn't agree with you, they're un-American. I mean, what planet do we live in here that we think that somehow people will agree with you, that they should agree with you? Come on, all I'm talking about is reason and about promoting a place where intelligent argument is encouraged and not a society of fear where we can't even think differently. Where if I wear a mask or don't wear a mask, or if I'm a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or black, white, or Asian, whatever it is, like my personal opinion, right? This is my personal opinion, is that that's what you individually need to promote in your community, in your home, with your spouse, with your friends, with your neighbors, is an environment where we're willing to come to the table. We're willing to disagree. We're willing to vote, right? But that ultimately our vision is a little bit wider, right? And at the same time, narrow. I know I'm not even making sense. I can hear the craziness in my voice, but that's really what I want. I want both. I want the best of both worlds. I want you to widen your gaze to see your influence. And at the same way, I need you to narrow your attention and your focus. I want you to be aware, be informed, have discussion, be involved at whatever level you want to be in. Go for it. Stick up for what you believe. But can we be creative at the same time? Wise enough to use good arguments instead of ineffective bashing. I think we can. So fight your fight, but do so honorably in an exemplary way so that progress can be achieved. Anyways, maybe this is helpful. Maybe it's getting you more and more fired up. It's up to you. Let me hear your thoughts. These are just some of my own thoughts, and I am so willing to be wrong and so willing to be labeled short-sighted and really whatever else you want to call me. But my goal is to be congruent across the board. And my suggestion is that you do the same so that you feel in control, congruent, mindful, instead of out of control and mindless. Anyways, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for letting me express your opinions. I'm grateful for the question. And please text me back. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And I absolutely promise you, I will love and respect you even more because you did. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.